I see you. The microphone amplified my voice as I lifted my arm high in the air and pointed to the furthest seat in the stadium. A frenzy of activity followed, culminating in giddy screams pinging off every surface. Jumping up and down near the edge of the stage, an adolescent girl squealed,
"See me, Bodhi, see me!"
I tipped my head in her direction and smiled. Such a trivial gesture, yet enough interaction to turn the girl into a free-flowing sprinkler system. My bandmate RJ batted his own lovesick eyes at me before shimmying on up to my side with that snarky grin on his face. Knowing his propensity for pantsing me on stage, I spun around in time to prevent his fingers from getting a hold of my waistband.
"See me, Bodhi,"
he cooed, deliberately mispronouncing my name because, well, he apparently found it hilarious. It's not like his name rolled off the tongue either. Renato Javier Salazar Contreras. Damn it, it actually did.
"Bodhi," I corrected for the 100th time. "The H is silent, asshole."
This little game of ours had been going on since he'd accidentally mangled my name the first day we met. Now he just said it wrong to piss me off. Pushing him away, I puckered my lips and sent him packing with an air kiss and the discreet extension of my middle finger. RJ's eyes narrowed in on me. He'd been challenged, and there was no doubt I'd be paying for it later. Every part of his body language screamed, "I'm going to pummel you." Had we not been on stage in front of a crowd of thousands, he probably would have jumped on my back and knocked my head into a wall or something equally over the top. RJ was the youngest child of three sons, and as such, never let a diss go without swift physical engagement. In contrast, I'd always been a more cerebral, calculated person. Making a sound decision took time and patience, not so with RJ. There was no thinking in his survival of the fittest world. He was all blustery reaction, and you either rolled with the punches or hid in a maintenance closet until he'd safely passed. I'll admit, when I'd first met the dude, he'd taken some getting used to, and I'd done more hiding than rolling. Growing up an only child and never having gone to a traditional school, toys were my only playmates, and none of them ever beat the shit out of me. But beatdowns and defensive training weren't the only things my friend taught me. He'd also modeled for me what it was like to have siblings, and surprisingly, I loved the brutal inclusion. I could barely remember what life was like without RJ and his hyperactivity, but I'm sure it was unbelievably boring. Both singled out as the fan favorites in a five-man boy band, there were a whole multitude of reasons for RJ and me to dislike each other, but somehow we'd risen above the petty jealousies that came along with preteen fangirls fainting at our feet. Hunter, Sean, and Dane rounded out our quintet. Together we made up the members of Any Day Now, currently the most popular boy band in the industry. We were household names, as long as those households in question had girls under the age of 15 living in them. Okay, so maybe we were bigger than I gave us credit for. After all, our mere presence in the tour cities prompted irritated locals to bitch about road closures, ear-splitting headaches, and Salem witch-style hysteria. As the fan-cherished hotties of the group, RJ and I were responsible for much of that delirium. The other guys were popular too, don't get me wrong, it was just that they didn't have as many bedroom shrines dedicated in their honor. And even though the two of us rose to heartthrob status at the exact same time, I'd learned to harness the awesome power, while RJ was still in the process of trying not to cut his arm off with the lightsaber. The band's handlers worked hard cultivating our images, although admittedly they had their hands full with RJ and Sean, both of whom provided a steady stream of fodder for the tabloids. Me? I was on autopilot, and always had been. The tale they'd spun for me from the very inception of the band had been elaborate in its details and carefully crafted throughout the years. I was the wholesome boy next door, or so it would seem. Given the fact I was a former child star who had lived most of my life out of a suitcase, portraying me as well-adjusted boyfriend material was a stretch by any means of the imagination. Not that I was a closet serial killer or anything, but I had issues that dated all the way back to my birth, and no amount of whitewashing could wipe away the guilt that plagued me. Still, I was a competent enough actor to embody the character that had been created for me, and I played the part well. To all those sobbing little girls, Bodhi Beckett was da bomb, and really, who was I to burst their sheltered little bubbles? If they wanted to worship the ground I walked on, I was inclined to let them.